Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, it's the Morning X. Good morning, my friends. How is it? Good, 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 dude. Good, 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 good. Hey, look, there's my number one friend right there. There goes Mahajda. Watch him as he goes. Host of the Morning X, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, buddy? What's going on?
Can't tell if that was too little effort or too much effort.
Yeah, you get no song today because you're being a jerk right from the start.
Sorry.
Nick came in. Let me just tell you guys how this guy operates, all right? It's I want to describe it as it's like having another woman in my life, having another girlfriend, but that would be derogatory towards women. So I'm not going to do that. But he came in here last Friday emotionally wrecked, okay? His life was in shambles because Joe Burrow got injured, and he was afraid of what that's going to do to Joe Mixon and his fantasy team and Mark Andrews and all of this stuff, and he was just so down. And now, last night, he managed to pull off a victory despite all of these things. They won on Monday Night Football.
First place team.
And yeah, now he's just like, oh, I'm the best, oh, I'm greatest, oh, look at me, I'm going straight to the championship. And he's just... with it bebopping and scatting all over the place. I've seen this before, okay? I've seen this before, mm-hmm. All right? I've seen them. I know how it works. You better watch it, okay? You better watch it because your hubris is getting a little out of control, young man. A little out of control. I'm just telling you for your own good.
Well, thank you for always keeping me in check. What would I do without you?
That's what...
keep me chained to the ground.
How dare I
try to soar to heights? Not with Jason Dick around here.
Jason Dick is what you need for heights.
You are the wind above my wings.
That's what I would. That wasn't specific. I don't know if I was making it, totally obvious. The example I was using was like, Jason's out of here. I'm number one now, John. I'm at the head of the show. Everything's gonna be great. And then what happened? Yeah. Yeah, so I would just say...
happened is my guy couldn't find a job, and I was like, you know what? I'll kick Emily to the afternoons.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll give Jason a...
Is that so?
A hand up.
Is that so?
He can't pull himself up by his bootstraps, but you know what? Here I am to reach a hand down and grab a... What'd you do? You pulled me into the swimming pool.
You
pulled me into the swimming pool.
I pulled you into the swimming pool known as out of ratings mediocrity, okay?
That was the music.
Fixed things or broke things?
Look, if we play music for 95% of the hour, whose fault is it?
The Morning X.
John Segura coming to San Antonio. We have your chance at tickets later on this morning. Hold on for that. It's time for today's Morning X Burning X question. What are you burning X on today, Haji?
Hopefully
can you burn X? Can you smoke X? What would happen if you smoked ecstasy?
I mean, probably burn and smoke anything. It's just varying degrees of how it affects you.
Okay.
Probably wouldn't recommend it. But hopefully I don't burn this one because it's about Thanksgiving foods. Is it acceptable to bring a dish...
Jokes.
I mean, just a fun segue. Is it acceptable to bring a dish to Thanksgiving that a family member has clearly established as their territory? And I want to make it clear, this could be the first time doing it, because here's the deal. Here's the situation, is that my Uncle Clyde is famous.
Clyde.
Yeah.
Man, that's a fun uncle. That's a fun uncle for sure.
Yeah, he's not as fun as my Uncle Kenny, but he's got some jokes.
Okay.
Anyway, Uncle Clyde has been bringing sausage to Thanksgiving.
Yes, the traditional Thanksgiving.
As far back as I can remember.
Sausage.
Mm-hmm. And now I always appreciated it. Because I thought it was deer sausage. He's a big hunter.
Yeah.
I don't know what put that idea in my brain. I feel like it was my cousin Brian filling me with falsehoods. He likes to do that kind of thing. He's the one that...
I do imagine there's a lot of misinformation going on at the Gerald Hajda Thanksgiving.
He is an Aggie.
I don't know.
Anyway, he's the one that once upon a time threw me into the side of his house. At a Christmas or celebration, so I got a nice little scar on the top of my head.
Your cousin,
my cousin Brian and his brother Mark, they were the one. They were swinging me around by my arms and my legs, and I just went ploop into the side of the house, the brick building. Yeah,
ouch.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember which one they put into the ceiling fan. I know they definitely locked my little sister in a suitcase, So,
man, you guys really are doing it Gerald style. I appreciate
that. That was all temple crimes. Anyway, I thought that Michael Clyde had deer sausage, and I was like, okay.
And that was good for you. You liked deer sausage? I might just be like, can I have some regular sausage, please?
But I don't eat venison. Yeah. I don't eat deer. I took the traditional, chicken, pork, and beef sausage.
Okay.
So it was a fun holiday treat to try some deer sausage. Now, in my opinion, not that great.
That's
a sausage.
Take that, Clyde.
Little greasy, little gamey.
Does he make the sausage?
No, and that's what I thought, is that he was going and killing a deer, grinding it by hand, stuffing it into some sort of intestines, and then bringing that to us in a crock pot. But no, he was just going buying it from some Czech place, and here's sausage.
Right, and it's not deer sausage. It's just
regular sausage.
Okay.
Just regular-ass sausage. And so I was like, okay, now that the mystique is gone, I'm not putting the sausage on a pedestal.
Uh-huh.
You know, I won the Waterloo Media Thanksgiving Potluck Award for Best Meatballs.
Yeah.
But I feel like the meatballs are kind of played out, so I was considering still using the crock pot and just getting some sausage and cooking up some sausage in the crock pot and bringing more sausage.
You know, I don't know what your exact setup is for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Is it a full-on potluck? Is everybody expected to bring a dish? But I would just say, as someone who likes to cook and prepare meals for other people, if you're going to bring me anything that comes in a crock pot, just don't bother. Keep it at your house, okay? You have that on Friday.
That's okay, fine. This is big talk from a man who orders his turkey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A turkey that's cooked in a barbecue smoker.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Not in a device you can buy at Walgreens for $29.99.
I bet you can get a smoker for Walgreens pretty cheap, okay?
Do you think so?
No. I don't know.
I accept your bet.
Denied. Anyway, it's been clearly established. And now you mentioned that the everything is already taken care of. There's not really an opening for a dish. Most of the younger generation has been getting into the dessert game.
Okay.
Well, no, I want to contribute. I want to be a part of things. And perhaps I want some sausage that is tasty to me and is not quite to be confused for deer sausage. But like I said, I don't want to compete with Michael Clyde's sausage. I've already insulted it on the radio. I don't want to compete. Like, the last thing that I would want is everybody be like, Nick, your sausage is so much better than Clyde's.
That's the last thing you want? I don't believe you for a second.
I see him with a tear in his face.
Yeah, okay? You would love that. That's what
I would love that for me. I would not want that for him.
How old is Uncle Clyde?
I mean, uncle aged, 60s.
That could mean so many 70s. Things. What do you mean, uncle aged?
I mean,
there's no uncles who are 41 years old.
He was married to my mom's older sister.
No 20 something uncles.
My mom. I don't know.
I mean, I would say, yeah.
You're still spry. Took a chainsaw to the knee and shrugged it off.
I say, go at the sausage king. I don't even know. What is going on? He took a chainsaw to the knee? A
couple years ago, he accidentally chainsawed his knee a little bit. He's still out there doing it.
You guys. I mean, if it's that, if quality sausage on Thanksgiving is that important to you and you feel like he's not up to the task, then I say it's time that you challenge, all right? Either that or you're going to have to wait until Uncle Clyde kicks the bucket.
I'm not saying...
Which sound like his chainsaw activities might be sooner than I was thinking, considering he's only uncle-aged. But, I would say it's probably not a... Look, if you...
I think he's from the side of the family that is less likely to die in a drunken chainsaw accident. I think it was really fluky with this whole chainsaw thing.
Okay.
So, just if that matters. And
look, the other side of the family, I know, they've killed off like 8 people with chainsaws already. Not without a doubt. Without a doubt. Here, how about you treat others as you'd like to be treated? Let's assume that you, were of the mantle of Sausage King of Hajda Thanksgiving. And all of a sudden, some young buck showed up with their own crock pot full of sausage.
That's right.
And you looked at him and you're like, CVS $29.99, pretty good deal on the crockpots, huh? pretty good. For Hajda headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air, it's my guy Nickus Hajda.
Texas State University announced yesterday that it will host the first in a series of 4 scheduled presidential debates next year. The university will be the first in Texas to host a presidential debate, which is fitting, as it is the only university in the state to graduate an actual president. President Lyndon B. Johnson graduated from what was then Southwest Texas State Teachers College in 1930. Qatar says that it will a deal to release civilian hostages in Gaza in exchange for a ceasefire could be announced as soon as today. I think they're both right. U.S. officials stress that while the deal is not done, they are increasingly optimistic, saying, quote, it's very close. And finally, good news for those of us skeptical about Snoop Dogg announcing that he was giving up smoke. It was a commercial.
I have an announcement. I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. Done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all sticky icky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove fix fire. They took out the smoke. Clever.
Yes.
Clever that Snoop said on the social media last week that he's given up smoke. And then it wasn't marijuana smoke, but... What is the solo say? I mean, is it a fire pit?
It's basically a fire pit, yeah. In the video that he released, he then roasts a marshmallow.
Oh,
that thing catches on fire.
How much fun. Yeah. I've heard of the solo stove. They advertise a bunch of podcasts I listen to. Can't really, I mean, in Texas, how many solo stove days a year are there? Like four?
Yeah.
It's like, let me buy this thing so I can four times a year go sit out in the backyard and enjoy a nice fire. Not really.
If you if you want to solo stove, you can get a Bonfire 2.0 for a low price of $224.99. Uh-huh. Or I guess if you want to go family style, you can upgrade to the Yukon 2.0, $399.99.
Yeah, so, I detect some disapproval in Snoop Dogg's marketing campaigns, advertising ways here.
I mean, look, when he sold male enhancement pills and they claimed it, not for me.
Right.
Not for me. I kind of was just like, whatever, Snoop. You'll sell anything, clearly. Okay. But, I mean...
Do you disapprove or no?
I don't approve of anybody making money. Solo stove.
I don't approve of anyone making money.
I don't disapprove of anyone trying to make money. If he wants to destroy his credibility...
Yeah.
To make a quick buck.
Destroy his credibility?
Go ahead. But I told you he was IHOPing us, and I was confirmed.
All right.
IHOP.
I would say it was a...
I declare
it was a
IHOP.
Clever and successful...
No, I saw... smart people saw it coming a mile away.
Okay, it is a slightly less clever for smart people, but still successful marketing campaign. Good for you, Snoop.
There were people out there that were very supportive of him giving it up marijuana, and were very like, don't worry, Snoop, you got this.
Right.
You can handle it. All the withdrawals will be worth it.
Misdirected them.
Yes.
You get withdrawals coming off the weed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought scientists won't tell you
that they won't do it, but like, the scientists will tell you that, no, it's not habit forming.
Oh.
Maybe that was just Tim Meadows in the movie.
Okay.
But no, I get the ants.
Yeah. But no, it was a good promotion. It got everybody talking for a few days, and then he, you know, paid it off with a not the real smoke, just this. Just a promotion. Look, I know how you do promotional announcements. Is that the other day I asked Nick, where is your UT watch party? He goes, I don't know.
I think people are intrigued.
I don't know. You were just building mystery.
First of all, that was truth, okay? I did not know. We did not know where the event was.
Man, you did not know.
I did not mislead people.
You did not know.
Sports.
Never lied to the audience.
You never lied to the audience?
Oh, my
God. And the dream of a perfect college basketball season is dead. Longhorns defeated last night 81-71. UConn in the Empire Classic title game are Empire Classic champions. That's really a nothing title, but you know, if you're UConn, it's been a while since you won anything, and so good on you guys. Good on you. What's that? I'm being told UConn are the reigning national champions? No. UConn?
Ah.
The Huskies?
Good loss.
Yeah. If it happened between December 8th of last year and August 21st of this year, I was busy. Okay. I was not paying attention.
What were you doing?
Gambling. So Texas 4-1 on the season. Their next contest is Sunday versus Wyoming back at the Moody Center. Your San Antonio Spurs on the wrong end of a 124-99 beatdown in Los Angeles last night. The Clippers getting the best of Wembanyama and the Spurs. You remember 3 weeks ago when the Spurs beat the Suns in Phoenix, and then two nights later beat the Suns in Phoenix again, one of the best teams in the Western Conference, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, all those guys, and the Spurs were like, yeah, no problem. I know our best player is like 8 years old, but we're still going to beat your ass. Yeah, they haven't won since then. Nine straight L's for your
San Antonio
Spurs.
Yeah, but how many of the top teams have we played since then? They're a giant killer.
Probably plenty. Probably a couple. It's funny, the game right before they won those two two games versus the Suns. Mm-hmm. They got their asses kicked by the Clippers, and now the Clippers got them again. And the Spurs will be back in action tomorrow night when they play the Clippers again. Finally, this Monday Night Football, the matchup of the year, Eagles at Chiefs, a Super Bowl rematch, a matchup of the best AFC team, best mm-hmm. NFC team, and most importantly, Big Ugly Kelsey versus Swifty Kelsey. The Chiefs led 17-7 at the half. They would not score again. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles would rally in the second half. They beat Kansas City in KC. 21-17 on our other program, Nick. You had declared the Chiefs the number one team in football last week.
Yep.
I said the Eagles. That's one for me, right?
Again, if the Chiefs had anybody that could catch a football that wasn't busy catching Taylor Swift,
uh-huh.
they win that game easily.
Easily. Well, if that.
Go get one. Go get a good receiver.
I believe they've been trying, okay? They've gone to every team in the league and be like, hey, do you have any wide receiver garbage in there? Yeah, I'll take Kadarius Toney, okay?
Garbage.
Hey, does anybody have, you have any Midwest, you have any receiver? I'll take Marquez Valdez-Scantlin, bring in even their own garbage. They threw out Mecole Hardman. They had to go back and get him back in. All right, I got garbage.
The Morning X.
Why would my guy, Nicholas Hajda, come to me and say, Jason, I recognize your above-the-rim culinary abilities. I see that you are a tremendous cook and that you provide nourishing meals to your family on the regular. Can you do the same for me? And then just complain about it all the time. Why, Nick Hajda, all right? Your ungrateful attitude is about to get your personal chef to resign. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Buddy. I'm very grateful. I don't know what you're talking about. I feel like you just appreciate honest feedback.
The honest feedback
Here's the problem, is that I think that your food is too good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's rewind just to set this up for everybody. You did come to me and say, hey, will you cook for me? Will you be my personal chef? What is the scheme?
Well, you are constantly complaining about how nobody in your household wants to eat the delicious meals that you are preparing for them.
Yeah.
That you cook a really good meal.
Why would
And they just want to eat junk food.
Why would anybody eat the delicious sous vide tri-tip that I made last night? It was in the water for 6 hours, mm-hmm. all right? In a water bath for 6 hours.
Don't say it like that.
And roasted broccoli. Why would anybody eat that when we have gummy bears, okay?
I mean, look.
I don't understand. Yeah.
I feel like you're leading the witnesses with the gummy bear talk here. But yeah, and so I was like, you know what? I want to eat healthy, delicious, home-cooked meals.
Yeah.
I'm just too lazy or whatever to cook. I don't.
You said specifically you have a block on, like, you'll get all the ingredients and then they just sit in your fridge and you know.
I can't be bothered to actually put these all together.
Heat up a microwave pizza or something.
You know how long it takes to cut cauliflower into cookable pieces?
Never put cauliflower in anything, but yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so I was like, look, two birds, one stone. You scratch my back, I eat your food.
Right.
It's worked out for the most part very, very good.
Okay.
You made me some chicken breast. You cooked me up some, pork centerloin cutlets something.
Just don't say pork chops, okay?
Because
the pork centerloin chop is a much better cut of pork than the regular.
The putting the centerloin in there, in between the pork and the chop, nullifies the pork and the chop.
Right.
Okay, fine.
I would never make pork chops, okay? Yeah. Pork centerloin chops, I would make.
Again, don't want to... Centerline has weird connotations as well. But the point is that you cook all this delicious food.
Yeah.
It's very chewy. Okay.
It's very chewy.
I used to process foods, hamburgers, patties, things of that nature. Uh-huh. And my teeth can break it down like that. Like that.
Okay.
When you cooked all these good foods, like you made meatballs the other day.
Yeah.
And we both had made meatballs on the same day. Yeah. I made from the bag. In a crock pot, soaked in cranberry sauce.
Okay.
You actually cooked, I don't know what your process was for them.
Homemade meatballs. I got to get all the ingredients and I rolled those balls with my own hands.
I need those balls.
Nicholas Hajda.
Okay, I have questions about your process here in a second, but I could tell that they were a high quality meatball, yet mine were better because I could just, yours, I had to sit there.
Quickly dissolved into a slop that an old person with no teeth
could
consume.
They're just trash meat thrown together. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yours were better. That was better
I'm
than what
I... I'm not saying the word better.
You just said mine were better. You literally said the word
yours
better.
Yours were better.
Okay.
but mine were easier to chew and consume. And so that just, you know, was preference.
I don't see. I feel like you're trying to disguise this as a compliment. If you're telling me that the meals are too chewy, that doesn't sound like a compliment to me. That just sounds like I'm doing it wrong. I don't know about that. I don't know about that at all, my friend.
Like, if that's how you hear it, I can't do anything about that.
Okay.
But I also am curious about whether I should inquire about the sanitation standards of your kitchen.
What?
I don't know. Look.
No, you never do that. All right?
Yeah, I know. Don't ever send the food inspector. You don't want to do that. Okay. If you have a favorite restaurant
the nicest
there,
restaurant that you've ever been to.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. If you were to go into the kitchen, you could find just a million things and be like, wow. Like, no.
If you're lucky, it's a ratatouille situation. Most places, it's a cockroach-a-tooie situation. Okay. So just be glad. But I have this image in my mind that I can't get out of you sitting there in your kitchen shirtless with like one of those kiss the cook aprons.
No, sitting
there cooking up a storm, no, got pots
shirt.
Boiling,
wear
you got
shirt.
Things frying, you got a sous vide going, you got mm-hmm. the grill outside, mm-hmm. juggling all the things down there, and that's fine.
Uh-huh.
But just the idea that you're preparing these meatballs that I'm going to put in my mouth and just your ginger chest hair is just floating around.
Well, listen, man. Can't have too much seasoning. That's what I always say. All right? Can't over-season. No, I'm wearing a shirt. All right?
Okay.
What else do you need? I mean, I don't have a hairnet on.
Shoes?
Okay.
Barefoot?
It depends on the situation.
I don't know why that matters.
You want me to wear shoes while I'm cooking?
It helps. It would help me.
The Morning X.
It's time for your obligatory Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce report. Question, is Taylor Swift out of Travis Kelce's league? Yes, obviously. The defense rests.
Okay.
I mean, is this a real question? Are we serious here?
No, but you're kind of warping what I was hoping to talk about.
Me?
Travis Kelce.
No.
Apparently finally talked about it, and to all the people that were saying that, oh, this is just a PR move.
Mm. What kind of a jackass would say such a thing?
I feel like they were kind of correct in that he mentioned about how, like, her people saw that he was putting out the feelers and were like, hey, Taylor, you should check out this guy who plays tight end for the Chiefs.
This was months ago when he went to one of her concerts and tried to
give her a friendship bracelet.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
And so while I said at the time, I was like, I'm sure her people are alerting her to the fact that this guy who is so far beneath her is trying to shoot a shot.
Uh-huh.
And they took his arrow and they, you know, went and stuck it in the moon and then they landed. And it was like, now they're in love and everything's beautiful. And there's drone footage of them kissing and wherever, Argentina.
Right.
So that I just thought you would get some sort of justification out there. But also,
I would say on that front, like, Taylor Swift is at a level where she is not capable of a traditional meet cute.
Yeah.
Okay. She's not ever just randomly at a coffee shop and catches someone's eye. I mean, everything that she does has to go through her people.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
the way that you get on the Taylor radar is through her people. Now, do they have a real thing? I don't know.
He also said that there were definitely people she knew that knew who I was in her corner who said, yo, did you know he was coming? I had somebody playing Cupid. Mm. She told me exactly what was going on and how I got lucky enough to get her to reach out, which is just weird because this is like the second time. It popped up a couple of weeks ago. All the Swifties have these rules that Taylor Swift has to have for dating you. Like, you have to be in touch with your family and your parents.
Okay.
But one of them is just like, hey, acknowledge that she is Taylor Swift and make an effort. You know, put on pants. Don't show up and take her to McDonald's. And I'm just like, is that acceptable that she is acting, I don't want to say entitled, I don't want to say better than anybody else.
She said, this is how lucky you are to have caught my attention and to be able to date me. Is that out of line?
She's saying the quiet part out loud. We all know this, Taylor. We all know this, okay?
Okay. Well, no, yeah. I would say...
You got to play it cool, okay? You're just the girl from the Christmas tree farm, all right?
From the Christmas tree
farm? That's where she grew up on the Christmas tree farm. Everybody knows
about
this, Jason.
That. No, Taylor Swift is the most famous person in the world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not, it's Taylor Swift and Donald Trump, all right? And that's for great company to keep, Taylor. So, every person who you could possibly imagine, she is out of their league. Like, who is the number? Is it Jason Momoa, Chris Hemsworth? Who's the go-to movie star hunk of record right now?
whoever it is, all right? Smash them together. Give me part Aquaman, part Thor. Who?
No. I get confused with the Oppenheimer guy. Sorry, I get those guys confused.
Okay. Yeah, Cillian Murphy. She's out of their league. Murphy? She's out of all of their leagues.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I understand that. She's been portraying this era of Taylor. She's just like us.
Well, if you bought that, you're the sucker. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't buy it. But she has to maintain that air of normalcy.
She does not.
She does.
Why?
Because then it violates the social contract that we have of worshiping her and making her Taylor Swift.
I participate in no social contracts. Sorry.
Everybody goes crazy and they go and spend millions of dollars on her movie.
Not everybody pretends to be just like us. Not everybody.
That's how it works,
man. Not everybody.
The Morning X.
It's The Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda, Tom Segura, comedian who Nick pointed out earlier, lives in Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. performing the Frost Bank Center, March the 8th, 2024. He's going down the street. Get this. If you win these tickets, you can ride to San Antonio with Tom Segura if he approves.
We're still waiting to hear back from him.
We have tickets to give away with another edition of TP the Box Office. This is the game that... I don't know. Hajda, what is this game? What happens here?
Box Office Mojo game. You and the listener, whose name is Jimmy, are going to take turns. I'm going to give you some movies. You tell me how much the money they made at the domestic box office.
How much money they made.
You only care about those U.S. dollars.
Okay.
And whoever is closest to the pin after three wins these tickets and gets to ride down to San Antonio with Tom Segura.
Did you get that? Hi, Jimmy.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. So, yeah, Nick's just going to give us a movie. Then me and you are going to guess. How much money did that make? Domestic box office only. Be as close as possible. Beat me, and you're going to go see Tom Segura. All right?
Yes, sir.
It's probably been like over a year since we played TP the Box Office, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Giddy up,
like
man.
Like 3 shows ago.
What a special occasion. What's the first one there, Hajda?
Well, speaking of Toms, let's do You've Got to Mail, starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, 1998.
Is it going to be all weirdly themed thing?
Of course not.
Okay.
Well,
You've Got Mail.
Themed. 1998.
The Poor Man's Sleepless in Seattle.
That's right.
From 1998. Is that the Pepsi? You've Got Mail's Pepsi? Sleepless in Seattle Coke?
I feel like it's New Coke.
New Coke?
It's Tom Hanks and
New
Meg
Coke
Ryan.
If
it was whatever is a generic Tom Hanks, generic Meg Ryan, which that's a fun game. I'll try to come up with that here in a little bit. Greg Kinnear? No. It's not close. It's not close.
You've Got Mail. What year?
1998.
Really? That late, huh? Okay, I've written an answer down. If you're ready, Jimmy, what do you think? How much money did You've Got Mail make at the box office?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say $78 million.
$78 million with a question mark. It's not a terrible guess. Do not feel embarrassed, Jimmy. I'm not sure because I do consider this the ugly stepchild, stepbrother of Sleepless in Seattle, but I don't know about these movies. Rom-coms don't give off. $101 million is what I got.
Fun facts. Sleepless in Seattle, $126 million.
Okay.
At the domestic box office. You've Got Mail, however, $116 million.
You know, I'm going to give myself a ding on that. Well played, Jason. Well played, young man.
It's like the America still wanted to see if Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan could get it together.
Okay.
Spoiler what they did.
Slight lead for me, Jimmy, but don't worry, still two more. Anything can happen. What's next, Nick?
Thanksgiving is just around the corner. I said, what's the ultimate Thanksgiving movie? Obviously, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special, not a movie. So I went with the Peanuts movie, 2016.
Did somebody say, tell me about your process? Because you're doing a lot of talking about your process.
The Peanuts movie
from
2016.
2016?
Yep. We all remember it, right?
Not at all.
I know.
Is it a cartoon?
It's animated, yeah.
Live-action Peanuts movie. I might watch that. I might be. Who's Charlie Brown?
I mean, I would have said Michael Cera, but...
Yeah, he's like 40 now. Can we ugly up Timothy Chalamet?
I want to see that, yes. Given the Charlie Brown hair, that's perfect.
The Peanuts movie from 2016.
This seems more Linus-y.
Okay, I've written down an answer. What say you, Jimmy?
I want to stick with $76 million.
Okay, and a bold strategy. I mean, yeah, this is much more recent since the movies cost more money, but I've never even heard of this. I don't remember this at all. So I said only $68 million.
Yeah, it totally blanked my mind, but I guess it made $130 million at the box office. Okay. Fun fact, Charlie Brown was voiced by Noah Schnapp. That's Will on Stranger Things, not the ugly one, the one on the wall.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I don't care!
How about that? All right, going to the final one. Do we score update beforehand? Do you want to keep us in the dark?
Jason is off by 124 million. Jimmy off by 141, which means $17 million difference going into the last one, which is Goodfellas from 1990.
I don't want to challenge your process here, but I was off by 15 million on the first one. And now I was off by...
Oh, you know what? Here, hang on. Got to put zeros in for this last one.
Goodfellas is the last... Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Goodfellas. How much did it make at the box office?
Goodfellas. $77 million versus $94 million. Still difference is $17 million. Process works.
Well, but when I asked for a score update and you give me two totally erroneous numbers, did it work?
But the difference is the same.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah, this is supposed to be because Tommy DeVito was taken on the Giants, and that's Joe Pesci's character in Goodfellas. Wow. And
Jimmy, what do you think, buddy?
Killers of the Flower Moon was in theaters when I made this game.
Ooh, man. That was a long time ago, so I'm going to say $45
million. $45 million. That's... I got no idea, man, because this is, obviously an all-time classic now, but what was a rated R film in the 90s of box office? How was that going to do? But there's all kinds of re-releases. I'm believing in the power of Scorsese. Give me $113 million, Bob. 113, baby.
I cannot, because it only made $47 million.
Oh, no.
Which means Jimmy has done it.
Jimmy, well played, my man. Well played. $47 million, huh?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
It's kind of Scorsese catch. You just quit.
I believe that's $1 per F-bomb.
Jimmy, you're going to go see Tom Segura. Hold on one sec, bud.
The Morning X.
What X? It's The Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. It's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air, my man, Nicholas Hajda, go.
Elon Musk is suing the progressive watchdog group Media Matters over its report highlighting anti-Semitic and pro-Nazi content on X, a.k.a. Twitter. Hmm. The lawsuit was filed the same day as a Tesla shareholder and leading management expert named Jerry Brockman called on the company's board of directors to suspend Musk for agreeing with an anti-Semitic Twitter post that claimed Jewish communities push, quote, hatred against whites. In other news, Austin is no longer in the top, is no longer the number one magnet for millennials on the move, according to a new report coming from
Columbus.
Yeah. Smart Assets 2023 study entitled Where Are Millennials Moving? Dug into the data from the U.S. Census Bureau's one-year American Community Survey to determine the number of millennials moving into U.S. cities. And Austin has dropped from number one to number nine, just above Sandy Springs, Georgia, and just below Killeen, Texas.
Wait, Killeen, Texas?
Yep.
What the...
Yep. Number one, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh. Well, what about Columbus? You said...
I don't know what you're doing there. I disagree with you.
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh. I thought they were moving like Columbus sailed across the ocean blue or something. I don't know. And finally, as reported here yesterday, it was Joe Biden's 81st birthday on Monday. So naturally, Donald Trump by having his personal physician release his medical report, giving the former president a clean bill of health and praising his recent weight loss and improved diet. Trump's president, Dr. Bruce Ehrenwald, who has been his personal doctor since 2021, said Trump's performance on cognitive exams was exceptional.
Trump released his doctor's report because it's Joe Biden's birthday?
Yeah. Joe Biden was old. People were worried about Joe Biden. So Trump was like, here, my doctor says I'm all great.
Okay.
My cognitive exams are exceptional.
Exceptional.
He also has reduced his weight through an improved diet and continued daily physical activity while maintaining a rigorous schedule. Meanwhile, Biden celebrated his birthday by pardoning some turkeys named Liberty and Belle and had a slight snafu trying to make a Taylor Swift joke.
Just to get here, Liberty and Belle had to beat some tough odds and competition. They had to work hard to show patience and be willing to travel over 1,000 miles. You could say even this harder than getting a ticket to the Renaissance tour or Rip Whitney's tour. She's down in, it's kind of warm in Brazil right now.
Look,
I don't even care that he confused Britney Spears and Taylor Swift.
This is my house.
That's totally fine. What? He's just reading off of a thing, right?
Yeah.
It's not off
the too fast for remark.
What the?
Look, in his defense, Britney Spears, I believe, is on a book tour, and I do not know if she has dates in Brazil. He could have been dead on.
Let's see if I can alienate both sides of the predominant political parties who may be tuning in here. Let me just say, I'm going for that guy. I'm rooting for that guy, Joe Biden, which I know now half of our audience are more likely, like, I don't know, 20%, maybe a quarter. They're like, oh, Jason, you stupid sheep, you dummy. Mm-hmm. I bet you got vaccinated too, you dumb bitch. Now to alienate the other side, what the hell are we doing? This is who we're saying,
yeah,
let's run it back. Here, let me just show you. I saw this picture yesterday, Nick, and it's the president on his birthday enjoying a birthday cake that's
too much fire.
I believe they put 81 candles. Is he 81 years old? I think they tried to put 81 candles,
that's
and it turns
much,
out
man.
When you do that, your whole cake is just on fire. But never mind that. Google this photo if you want, ladies and gentlemen. The thing that really bothers me here, what is he doing with his arms? Joe Biden is, I presume, in the White House about to enjoy birthday cake, and he's holding onto the dining table as if it's about to take off.
He's trying to brace himself to summon the air to blow out 81 candles. He doesn't want to blow himself away.
He's just gripping the table for dear life, and I'm like, is someone trying to take the table away from... I mean, I guess... Trump is in tremendous health. He can rip that table from your arms.
He's a little handsy, okay? What of it?
Right, he's like, they won't let me touch my assistant's hair anymore. So
he's lucky he didn't try to smell the cake.
I just have to keep my hands locked on the table at all times. I don't know what they're going to... All right. Did I upset both sides? You're welcome, guys. Texas basketball, the dream of a perfect season is... dead.
Oh.
It was never a real dream. 81-71, Longhorns lose to the Huskies of UConn in the Empire Classic title game last night. UConn now champions of the Empire World. You did it. Texas 4-1 on the season. Next action Sunday, I believe that afternoon joint versus Wyoming back here at the Moody Center. Spurs in San Antonio last night. Lost to the Clippers of Los Angeles 124-99.
This is crap.
Spurs have now lost 9 straight games. They can go for number 10 tomorrow night against those very same Clippers. And finally, this Monday Night Football, the matchup of the year, Eagles at Chiefs. Eagles prevail 21-17, held the Chiefs scoreless in the second half. The Eagles are now like, hey, I know you guys beat us in the Super Bowl, but we beat you on Monday Night Football week 11, so even.
Yeah.
We're even, right? We mentioned Taylor
First
Swift.
First victory for Jason Kelce,
Travis'
brother.
Kelce situation. Okay. Was she not there? Am I conflating some
she
other
She was
event?
Never going to be there. Her parents were supposed to meet Ed and Donna Kelce, and then they ghosted them.
The parents did not show up.
I don't know why they didn't show up, but the parents... We did not get the meeting between the Kelces
Taylor
and the Swifts.
Taylor did not come there because she killed someone in South America.
So
she's not allowed to leave the country yet, right? I know I have previously
give those people in Brazil water.
Speculated that Brittany Mahomes, the wife of Patrick Mahomes, she hates the whole Swiftification of the NFL, particularly because she used to be the baddest bee in that sweet box, and now Taylor Swift and all of her people are running around, and people are like, Brittany Mahomes, get out of here. Get out. Go see if Taylor needs anything. You know who really hates this? You know who really is against this? Kylie Kelce, the wife of Jason Kelce, all right? Who,
'cause
At the risk of saying that I won't, you know, never stop talking about it, there's a great Kelce documentary on mostly on Jason Kelce. Travis makes an appearance just to remind you that he doesn't know how to dress like a grown-up. But Kylie Kelce's the star of the show. And it's not just that I'm obsessed with her 5'11" body, but goddamn, she's a giant. I love that. But no, she's at the game last night, okay? She traveled from Philadelphia to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Her family... Her parents, her step
in-laws
have a sweet box. She's like, no, I'm going to sit out in the stands. She said, as an Eagles fan, said, I would rather sit among the common people of Kansas City than go up there in y'all's Swift luxury box. Kylie Kelce, she hates this whole thing, okay? She hates it for sure.
Sorry, now I'm just looking at pictures of Kylie
Thanks
Kelce.
Thanks for focusing,
arm.
As usual.
She did say...
The Morning X.
It's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. Time for another episode of Make Jason Relatable Again. On Friday, the girlfriend and I are flying to beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, because Kesha is there.
Bam, thank you, man. Get inside my gold trans.
She was here in Austin a couple weeks ago.
You said that's not exclusive enough.
I was not able to attend, and I was just like, well, that sucks. We'll catch her next time. But then I just felt a Kesha-sized hole in my heart, and I was like, I got to make this right, okay? I have to make it right. And so I went and looked at her tour itinerary. I was like, oh, day after Thanksgiving, Vegas, I could be there. Let's go.
Inside Jason's Kesha-shaped hole in his heart.
Yeah. Now, I know some of you might find that offensive, just flying to Vegas for the purposes of seeing one concert.
Wow. You must be rich.
I'll point out again, we are flying on Broken Spirit Airlines, which I did not pay the seat reservation fee. So a check-in, we'll just get whatever seats Broken Spirit Airlines wants us to have. I'm excited to play. That's my first gamble of the weekend.
You know, I meant to bring this up when we first talked about this, and you were trying to defend the relatability of this. I don't think flying to another city to see a big, important band that you love is unrelatable. I think that's a normal thing that people do.
You wrote it. You said it was like number 3 on your reasons to hate Jason for his money list.
Well, okay, but that's when you used to fly to New York to see some reunion of a band that broke up 10 years ago.
Stereo.
Yeah.
Missed it.
How many times have you flown to another city? Where were you going to? Well, you'd fly to see like Alkaline Trio play something.
Well,
there's one place in California where you saw Shifty from Crazy Town trying to get in and beg for tickets.
The Muse Inc. Festival was the first ever Blink-182 show with Matt Skiba. We didn't know he was going to be in the band. We could have been the first and only one, so I needed to be there.
Okay, I think going to see Blink-182 with Matt Skiba, one of your favorite frontmen, is good.
Okay.
Kesha is good.
Okay.
The resentment was when you used to go see crap bands.
Well, you don't know anything about what a crap band is. So, you know what? Spend a week listening to the stereo, all right? Go get 300 and then come back and report to me.
What do I play on the stereo?
That's the name of the band, is the stereo. Yeah. Since we are going to Vegas and I'm trying to be more relatable, what's more relatable than getting your money's worth out of the trip? What is the thing that I go to Vegas to do, Nick? What do I like to do?
Gamble.
No. Definitely not that.
Eat a tossed salad.
No. I like to see shows.
Oh, right.
Not really. But okay. I am taking my girlfriend, and it's only her second time in Vegas. And I was like, hey, what do you want to do while we're in Vegas? And she said, I want to see Absinthe. Absinthe is a Vegas show that's comedy plus acrobatics plus... Are you still allowed to have freak shows? There's like a little borderline freak show sort of element to it as well.
Do they have a lizard man?
Now, the notable thing for me about Absinthe is that's the show that we saw last time we went to Vegas. She's already seen it one time.
It's
in the entertainment capital of the world. There's tons and tons of shows. What do you want to do? And she said, I want to see Absinthe, the show that she's already seen.
As I understand it, these Vegas residencies, okay, you think they're just like
I mean, it's not really
by numbers or... They I'm sure they change it every night.
Well, I'll have you know that was the second time that I've seen Absinthe, and they were pretty goddamn similar the two times that I had seen them. But I guess we're going to see it a third time.
When did you guys go see it? Last time? How long has it been? Years?
October
months?
Of 22. So
okay, that's a long
little
time.
Over a year and some. Yeah.
Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
I have a joke for you.
Good for you, buddy.
There's no joke word this week. Okay, it's a holiday.
Oh, really?
I can get away with anything. I can get away with anything.
If you say so, buddy. But it did send me down a Vegas wormhole of shows. Like, what should I see? And I am going to attempt this. Is it possible, Nicholas Hajda, that I could see 4 Vegas shows in one day? You know, like a month ago, I hosted 4 shows in one day. All right. Now, 2 of them were on YouTube and 1 of them was viewed by less people than were actually on the production staff of the show. So mm-hmm. I don't know how much you're going to count those, but I did host 4 shows in one day. But now I'm just going to go to 4 shows in one day. Can I do it? Can I do it?
I think you can. Can your relationship survive it? I don't know.
Well, this is what I found is that, you know, when you're not wasted all the time, there's so many hours in the day. There's just like so much time that you can do things. And so have you heard of this Sphere type thing that they've
I
got out there?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
U2 is performing concerts in the Sphere.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do a Sphere show?
They're not there while we're there, nor do I care about seeing U2. But they have a like a little Darren Aronofsky directed Requiem for Dream, mm-hmm. 16K movie type thing that you can go see.
So you're going to go see the movie in the sphere.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. It's specifically designed for this venue. It was built for the
I don't care. That's not a movie I want to see 360 degrees.
Okay.
Requiem for a Dream.
Well, no, you're not going to see Requiem for a Dream. It's a specially made film for the Sphere made by Darren Aronofsky.
That guy. I don't trust that guy.
We're going to go see that at 2:30. Then it's not so much a show, but she's got picked out some museum, the Arte Museum, that she wants to see. Yeah. We're going to be there by 5 o'clock. We'll be at Absinthe by 7 o'clock. And then at 9:30, I wanted to go see this for a decade. I'm going to see Love, the Cirque du Soleil show with the Beatles. Okay. I am going to get ripped on gummies. And I'm going to go drool in a theater and watch a bunch of people dance around to Beatles songs.
Okay, you are falling asleep for that.
What are you talking about? Four shows one day. I can do it, baby.
No,
I can do it.
No.
All right?
No.
I'd mix in a 5th show, except for I got to watch Ohio State, Michigan at 9 a.m. out there.
No, I say you don't make it to that 4th show. Bumbling doesn't make it. She does not see the end of Absinthe.
Well, that's the problem, is that she's been known to tap out on me before, okay? And so I need her to be strong-willed.
If she's on the gummies as well.
Yeah. She also, I have to relatability points, to enable to afford this trip. We're staying at the Wynn, but I have to play 12 hours of poker over the weekend.
To get comps?
To get enough points to pay for the room. This is what she said. I was like, you know, I also have to play 12 hours of poker on this day. And she goes, well, you could do that while I'm sleeping. I was like, when am I to sleep? What is the... Anyway, 4 shows in one day. Stay tuned, boys and girls. I'm going to do it. Speaking of Vegas, My Chemical Romance, headliners of the When We Were Young Festival 3, I believe. Tickets on sale today.
The Morning X.
At 101X Morning X, we put it on the poll today. Is Taylor Swift out of Travis Kelce's league? 51% of you say yes. Yes, she is. That's like 49% Taylor Swift haters. How can it not be? Look, I'm not saying that everybody, if you're a celebrity couple, both people need to be of equal levels of fame, but as a super famous person myself, it helps. I'll just tell you from experience, it helps. All right. So,
okay. Helpful.
No, I guess Travis Kelce finally gave an interview about it in which he said something that she related along the lines of, you should know how lucky you are to get into my orbit.
Yes.
I'm paraphrasing a little bit there, which is a dick thing to say, but also
accurate.
Totally correct.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. Like, I can't
decide if I like that she's, like, showing self-awareness and honesty, or if I'm like, hey, Taylor, like, maybe just, you know, play, eat a little humble pie first.
Who would be somebody who's not out of her league? Like, I don't think you know who they are. Like,
Beyonce.
I mean, Taylor Swift is bigger than Beyonce, but I mean, it's close.
I didn't say that, Bay.
I said it. Come at me. Jason. All right.
Okay.
I am defended by an army of Swifties.
At Jason Dick AF.
Who will throw you right down your Bayhive.
Ooh, that's an even more fun argument, is who wins in a fan fight.
Swifties. Without a doubt.
I think so.
All right. Yes. They are.
Donald Glover did make a TV show about the Swifties. Okay.
Unfortunately obsessed. What did he make a TV show about?
I forget what it was called now. The Swarm, which is basically about a knockoff of the Bayhive.
Oh.
But it's very good. Check it out.
Does sound like a big deal.
Check it out. I would say Tom Cruise, although he's a little bit older now. But Tom
I suppose
Cruise,
that's... I mean,
he's got an entire religion behind him.
Okay. Don't hate it.
Tom Brady. I know we're still in the football world, so you're going to say I kind of lose that.
Yeah, but you're close. I was thinking somebody who you don't know who they are, like some sort of international oligarch, billionaire, trillionaire.
Oh, any soccer player.
Just like so wealthy and powerful that he...
He's giving up
fornicating and murdering 8 sex slaves a day so that he can be with Taylor Swift. That would be like a fair...
Whoever runs the Saudi oil money.
Yeah, something like that.
Bad Bunny.
And look, I'm not saying that it can't work that Travis and Taylor are together, but
he's working.
He's the fourth best Kansas City Chief, all right?
I think I'm just mad that Taylor was looking for a simp and nobody told me. Taylor, I could have simped for you. I would have simped so hard.
Was she looking for a simp?
So hard!
I don't really know what that word means, but I don't know. Travis Kelce's a simp?
The Morning X.
It's beginning to look a lot like gobble, 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 gobble. Only one, two sleeps? Two sleeps till Thanksgiving. So exciting. Consume a delicious meal with incredible family all around me. And the same is true for my guy, Nick Haja, who told me earlier this morning that he wants to show up to Gerald family Thanksgiving and go to his Uncle Clyde, whip out your beefy sausage and stick it right in his face.
That's right.
Say, take this, Uncle Clyde.
Stick this in your crock pot. We asked you because Michael Clyde has been bringing sausage. It's everybody enjoys his sausage.
A traditional Thanksgiving delicacy.
That's his thing.
Sausage.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always thought that it was a deer sausage because he's a hunter guy and also just tasted kind of oily and gamey and greasy. And I was like, oh, that must be deer.
Okay.
I don't know what deer tastes like, but I hear it's gamey. That's what gamey, in my mind, tasted like. But no, it's just some sort of weird Czech sausage that he's been bringing. Mm. That's just regular sausage, I guess.
Right, right.
And so I wanted to bring something, and I feel like last year I brought my award-winning cranberry glazed meatballs.
Award-winning, huh?
Three-time winner of the Waterloo Media Thanksgiving Potluck.
Okay.
Three-time
winner?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am the 3-time winner. My meatballs have only won twice.
Uh-huh.
And again, it's an award that I give to myself.
Right.
I'm fair and upfront about that. And I'm fine doing that, but I just feel like I've become pigeonholed as the meatball guy. If you throw a function that requires potlucking, Nick's going to bring his balls.
Okay.
And so I was thinking I can branch out. And I like a good, get some sausage. I don't know exactly how I'm going to cook it. But then you put it in a crock pot and you let it stew in some barbecue sauce or something. Some sort of sauce. And it gets, that just is.
For the record, sausage should be cooked with fire. Okay. With a flame. All right.
I might do that and then put it in the crock pot to soak in the
not
sauce.
Not just, steamed in its own sweat. Look, in a crock pot.
Again. But, my Uncle Clyde, he's got the dry sausage you want. I am trying to provide a wet alternative.
A wet sausage?
Yes.
Oh, we haven't really done the are you a wet stuffing, dry stuffing family this year.
There's no debate. We've solved it.
I still don't really know what it is, the wet stuffing.
I'll bring you some again.
I'd rather
not. You can try it.
Yeah. But now, hang on. Are we a dry sausage versus wet sausage
I don't want to make it a competition, and that's what I'm worried about. Is that my Uncle Clyde is going to see my wet sausage as a threat to his dry sausage sensibilities. And I don't want to create a divide. This is the problem.
Mom, Uncle Clyde is looking at my wet sausage weird.
This is the problem. When it's a Dick family Thanksgiving, I'm sure there's all sorts of conflict and strife and arguments
not
and fighting.
Not really, actually.
That's why they're like,
not
of course,
really.
Jason, please go golf.
No.
If you could golf
no,
all the way
no.
through the holidays, come back around mid-Hanukkah.
Stopped coming, and now we all get along fine.
But at the Trevenka family Thanksgiving, we're bringing people together, okay?
Okay, so, but is it a potluck? Is everybody bringing a dish? If you show up empty-handed, are you... like the black sheep of the family
there's like 3 generations. I'm the second one. I'm one of the kids. But now all the other kids also have kids.
Get to eat at the kids' table?
Sometimes I do.
Wow.
I find there's some sort of, more intellectual conversation than going out the adults' table, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't Uncle Clyde, once he gets a couple bourbons in him, tell you what, you better look out.
My little cousin Grayson.
Don't mention the vaccine to that guy.
He's not going
to
talk about bombing ISIS, all right? So, prefer that. He just wants to talk about Bluey, okay? It's fine. I forgot where we were going with that. But anyway,
is it a potluck? Does everybody bring something?
I mean, all the roles have been firmly established
and
by the older generation.
Uncle Clyde is the sausage guy.
And I think most for the younger kids, it's mostly about bringing desserts.
I think you have to petition the board, okay?
My cousin-in-law, Megan, one time, she tried to branch out into a rum cake, but everybody was too drunk. And so they're like, hey, you can't make that anymore. It was too much rum in the rum cake, so...
They got drunk off of rum cake?
It was very rummy. It was like doing a shot, okay? Each slice of cake was like doing a shot. I know. Okay. You're supposed to burn it off somehow.
Yeah.
We all got lit.
So you just don't want to offend your uncle by bringing...
I'm just... Go vote at 101X Morning X.
Supplement sausage.
Is it acceptable to bring a Thanksgiving side dish when somebody has already clearly
Give me the full lineup of what is on the plate. When you go through the... I don't know if there's a buffet style, if you guys set the table, but once you got
the
whole
garage, you got
Thanksgiving plate assembled... I mean, because I've never had Thanksgiving sausage. Now you guys are going to be a double sausage family.
You, of course, go with the smoked shredded chicken. Turkey. Turkey. Then you have your wet dressing. Then you've got my Uncle Clyde's not deer sausage.
Okay.
Then you've got some turkey gravy, some mashed potatoes. There's some weird sauerkraut. There's probably a green bean casserole. There's some mac and cheese, potatoes.
Yeah.
Cranberry sauce.
All of these seem like
tamales.
These are all tamales. Now I was like, these are all normal Thanksgiving foods. Why do you guys have sausage and now double the sausage?
Exactly. Can you have too much sausage at Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
I'd say no.
I would say might be too much. But at 101X Morning X on Twitter. No,
the Morning X.
Congratulations, Texas State students. Eat them up, cats. You guys are going to host the first presidential debate?
Yes. Both the first of the four next year and the first to be held at a university in the state of Texas.
Wow. Hey, how about
that? That's right, buddy.
This is a difficult question. Why? What? Why?
Well, because Texas State, LBJ is one of our valued alumnus.
Okay.
We graduated a president, so there's ties in there for the presidential debate.
There was a president who went to school here 50 years ago. So it just makes sense.
I mean, almost 100.
Just makes
1930 when he graduated.
No, it wasn't.
That's what it said, yeah.
LBJ graduated from Texas State in 1930?
I believe so.
God damn. You know what? I guess the timeline probably does work. President in the Civil Rights in 1930. Yeah, sure. So we finally are getting around to acknowledging that Texas State has a presidential graduate by awarding them a debate.
I think so.
Okay.
Now, I suspect that that's more of a... I feel like if you tried to do that here in Austin, you're asking for trouble. Just with getting all
if
the
politics. If you tried to have a presidential
and
debate?
And things, yeah. I feel like
road testing? Is that what you said?
Protesting.
Oh. I mean, I would say Austin is a much more... No disrespect, San Marcos. A much more civically minded community. So it seems like a great place to have a debate. But you think the people would riot just because... Half of the candidates they're coming, they don't like.
I think if you bring Trump to town for a debate, you're going to have lots of stuff.
He's been here a bunch of times.
Okay. But not for a debate. All right, fine. Maybe that's a stupid thing. My bad.
All right.
Texas State graduate idea.
Let me just say, totally not a stupid thing. LBJ, this is an actual recording of the President of the United States getting some pants made.
Another thing with crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me a... inch that I can let out there because they cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence. These are almost, these are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So, leave me, you never do have much margin there. But see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends around under my, back to my bunghole.
All right, then.
So I can let it out there if I need to.
Ah, that's a Texas State man if I ever heard one belch.
Do you think the tailor, I assume he's talking to a tailor, right?
Yeah.
Do you think the guy was confused when he says, let it out a little bit, and he's like, oh, okay, now that you've referenced back towards your bunghole, now I know exactly what you're talking about. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying where I need to...
Like when you're LBJ's tailor, you know all this. Okay. It's all understood. It's part of the deal.
Nonsense and seems somewhat unpresidential, if you ask me. But here's President Joe Biden yesterday pardoning some turkeys.
Just to get here, Liberty and Bell had to beat some tough odds and competition. They had to work hard to show patience and be willing to travel over 1,000 miles. You could say even this harder than getting a ticket to the Renaissance Tour or Rip Britney's tour. She's down in, it's kind of warm in Brazil right now.
Could he not say Eras? Is
this
that what they're left?
House.
The Eras tour?
The Renaissance tour.
Well, that's the Beyonce one. I'm assuming the teleprompter said the Renaissance or the Eras tour.
Teleprompter.
Confused him.
For the record, that's the guy I'm rooting for, okay? Uh-huh. I'm pulling for you, Joe. That's my guy. But I would rather you talk more about your bunghole, okay? I would feel better about things if you just talked about your bunghole. Morning. Don't do it, man. No need for it. Let's just all have fun today. Yes, I have some positive, feel-good, uplifting news. Then Nick comes in, tries to ruin it, a segment we call Don't Nick My News. Haji, if I told you, engineering students at the University of Maryland are playing... What's your problem with Maryland?
Engineering.
Oh, you were ugging the engineering. The engineering students at Maryland are playing video games.
Ooh.
For a grade, specifically The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. It's being used to teach students about machine design. The course titled Legend of Zelda, A Link to Machine Design, is the brainchild of Professor Ryan D. Sokol. He says that the video game's in-depth physics system has potential for real-world application. Quote, "What surprised me as I was playing through Tears of the Kingdom was the unexpected emphasis on machine design and engineering. The game includes a number of different types of machine elements like rockets, motorized wheels, propellers." Perhaps those unaware, design students like this usually use CAD. Do you know CAD, Hajda?
Of course.
What does CAD stand for?
Computer-assisted design.
Computer-aided design, but you know what? The judges are going to...
There's a better name for it.
I'm going to give you credit for it. They use CAD.
That's what the computer's in the place. You're just an assistant computer.
Software to design everything from vehicles to robots, but now it'll be video games. The class is divided into teams. Each team gets a Nintendo Switch, a copy of the game, and a pro controller. Not an amateur controller. A pro controller. Teams are assigned a variety of tasks, including machine design challenges, and have to use the game to make their ideas a reality. If this seems like silly and nonsense, this is actually the future, my friend. Again, the professor says, quote, "We believe this semester's pilot run of the course is just the beginning. We hope to leverage this special opportunity in which a video game is actually able to provide reasonably authentic and relevant learning experiences for students to inspire a lasting interest and confidence in machine design, engineering, and robotics," end quote. Now, I would say, what about this story is feel good? We didn't rescue the goat off of a side of a mountain. There's no old lady who's being helped across the street or anything like that. Just seems like some college kids playing video games for a grade. But yeah. I would not bring that up as that's part of the nicking, all right? That's your job, not my job. So
okay,
just going to say, what a heartwarming story. These college kids are playing video games.
Look, I know
that is beautiful.
To 42-year-old Jason, who's just mad that he has to work on the week of Thanksgiving. You don't see
mad.
The joy in
I'm
this.
Mad.
But go back to little 12-year-old Jason Dick, the one that sounds like this.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Yeah.
You want to come to my house and play Donkey Kong?
Hey, Jason.
I got a power glove. It's not really useful for any games at all, but it's cool.
It's
in that movie.
How about, Jason, instead of playing Donkey Kong in your mom's basement, we play it in school? Who wouldn't love that?
I don't know. People seeking an education, perhaps. People want to learn about how to design real things in the real world.
If only our schools were full of those people in this day and age, okay? No, you're playing video games in school. It's cool. Plus, the fact that a video game can sit here and teach you actual real-world engineering skills, because it is very impressive what they can do. I've created in this game.
Uh-huh.
It's phenomenal. Like, people are building calculators, they're building music-playing machines, giant robots. Music-playing machines.
Like an iPod or like an instrument?
Lights and lasers.
Okay.
No, like, you bring up a little thing and a laser spins around on a wheel and somehow it hits these things that the mirrors and it plays music. I don't know how they do it. I'm not an engineer, okay? Impressive. Here's the problem, though. First of all, I can't do any of that stuff, okay? I just tried to build a simple propeller bike so I could fly around the underworld, and the thing is all lopsided. I can't get it to align properly, so I'm constantly having to hug to the left on my steering wheel. Otherwise, I go just falling down.
All right.
Okay, so I can barely master that, and all these stupid kids are sitting here learning how to build robots and computers and things. It's not fair, okay?
Oh, it's not fair.
Stupid engineering
nerds. So you have this game.
Yeah.
I see.
And I would say this. When they first announced that you could do all this crap in there, I was like, I don't want to stick anything to nothing in this game, okay? I just want, give me a sword, give me the master sword, give me a bad guy, let me stab it with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually really kind of cool, the things we put in.
Oh my God, really, I don't care!
So I was wrong on that.
Right.
But I can't make my propeller bike, so I hate it.
What about this? If you mix this into, not that I'm assisting with the nicking, all right, you take this video game that everybody loves, all of a sudden, if you make it work, if you make it school, you don't like it anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like I took human sexuality at the University of Texas, never enjoyed sex again.
Yeah.
Never enjoyed it one more time after that. I was just like, this tastes like schoolwork now. Don't do this to me, man.
No, I say you take this to like a plumbing trade school and play Mario. Okay. That's how you do it. Learn about pipes.
I'm going to say, can't nick it for me, man. Nothing warms my heart like college kids playing video games at school, all right?
There you go.
What
you get in the spirit.
Feel-good, uplifting story.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
The Morning X.
At Ifiko Bed tweets at The Morning X, says, I've long suspected Nick has some Hispanic in him, but after hearing he has tamales at his Thanksgiving dinner, it is now 100% confirmed. Even if he's not, the Hispanic community embraces him as one of our own. Hashtag Nick is Hispanic, because he's got tamales at Thanksgiving. And wet sausage, ladies and gentlemen. Nick's going to bring his wet sausage to Gerald for Thanksgiving this year. Tamales, I don't want to start a fight here right here at the end of the show. Overrated. All right.
Oh, I'm with you.
Still
on that.
Good.
I mean, maybe it's because we're bringing overrated. a bunch of white people tamales. But
apparently, you get. Hang on. What are white people tamales?
I mean, I don't know who's making these tamales.
Okay.
95% of my family is Czech.
You get all kinds of Hispanic street cred from tamales.
Yeah.
What else is in that category? Like, I've had Migas twice in a week. Ooh. Do I get any Hispanic cred for Migas?
As somebody who, unfortunately, is 75% Czech, 25% Moravian Gypsy, this is a trap for me.
What's
that? You start asking me what gets you Hispanic street cred, that just seems like something that's going to get me in trouble. So I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm wiping my hands on this one.
You better check yourself out.
The Morning X.